there's been an exodus from Elon Musk's X platform, and we'll share why. It's the Business News headlines for Friday, the 17th day of November. Welcome, and thanks for being with us. In other news, Amazon lays off hundreds. We'll tell you why that happened. New news about former First Lady Rosalynn Carter today. Snoop Dogg, who seems to be everywhere these days, is giving up the smoke. You've heard about the big auto strike, but did you know Detroit was home to another major strike over the past week? We'll share details. Speaking of labor issues, there's a pause in that new rule that would allow millions more workers to join a union. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the climate is perhaps yet another reason to work from home. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yes, this is the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you have decided to hang out with us again today. And here's some of the big business news stories of the day. Want to find us on Facebook? You can find us at Insight on Business. Also, over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. And on X, if we're still going to stay there, yikes, what a story we've got coming up with that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the floodgates have opened and big-name advertisers are fleeing Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter. The AP is reporting that IBM, Lionsgate, and the European Union are all done with X over concerns about their ads showing up next to pro-Nazi content and hate speech on the site in general. In addition, billionaire owner Elon Musk is inflaming tensions with his own tweets endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. The advocacy group Media Matters said in a report that ads from Apple, Oracle, NBC's Universal's Bravo Network, and Comcast were also placed next to anti-Semitic material on X. The European Union's executive branch said separately that it's pausing its advertising on X and other social media platforms, in part because of a surge in hate speech. A spokesperson for Lionsgate confirmed that the entertainment company has also suspended advertising on X. Musk sparked outcry this week with his own tweets responding to a user who accused Jews of hating white people and professing indifference to anti-Semitism. This is what Musk wrote, quote, "You have said the actual truth," end quote. Wow, like things are not already bad enough. The Associated Press is reporting that Amazon is cutting hundreds of jobs in the unit that handles its popular voice assistant, Alexa. Why? It's going to plow more money into artificial intelligence. In a note to employees, Daniel Rausch, Amazon's vice president of Alexa and Fire TV, wrote that the company is eliminating certain roles because it is ditching some initiatives. In the note, Rausch wrote, quote, "As we continue to invent, we're shifting some of our efforts to better align with our business priorities and what we know matters most to customers, which includes maximizing our resources and efforts focused on generative AI," end quote. He added that the number of layoffs would be in the several hundreds, but declined to give a solid number. Earlier today, we learned that former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has entered home hospice care. Several months ago, she was diagnosed with dementia. Mrs. Carter, who is 96, is with her husband, President Carter, who is 99, and is also in home hospice care. And yes, yes, we are all concerned. He is everywhere and doing commercials for so many brands. We're talking about Snoop Dogg, who surprised his millions of fans by saying he has given up smoking. Now, what smoke the super cool Snoop is talking about is a bit of a mystery. However, he's widely known to be a fan of pot and has had his own business dealings with marijuana. His announcement comes the week after a new marijuana-adjacent product was introduced bearing his name. Representatives for the 52-year-old Snoop did not immediately respond to the Associated Press request for comment on Friday. My hometown of Detroit has been in the news for weeks. It's usually about cars or EVs and, of course, the big UAW auto strike. However, there was another labor issue that caused a weeks-long strike in Motown, but that strike has now sort of ended. Unions and Detroit's three casinos announced a tentative five-year contract on Friday that could end the strike. A labor coalition representing 3,700 people, including dealers, cleaning staff, valets, and food staff at MGM Grand Detroit, Motor City Casino, and Hollywood Casino at Greektown, have indicated folks will go back to work as soon as the deal is ratified. The Detroit Casino Council said the deal includes an immediate average pay raise of 18%. More details, however, were not publicly disclosed. The strike, which began on October 17, will continue until the contract is approved by members. The casinos, however, do remain open. The unions have said workers had received only a 3% raise since the three-year contract extension happened way back in 2020. If you were with us earlier in the week, you heard about the new Labor Relations Board rule that would allow millions more workers the ability to join a union. Well, that rule is now on hold after business groups challenged it in court. The National Labor Relations Board said that the rule, which was scheduled to go into effect in December, will now be effective February 26. The board said the delay will give it time to resolve legal challenges. The rule sets new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers in labor negotiations. Under the current NLRB rule, which was passed by a Republican-dominated board in 2020, a company like McDonald's isn't considered a joint employer of most of its workers since they are directly employed by franchisees. All of that changes when the new rule comes into effect. It was a tiny gain, but it was enough for Wall Street to close in the green on Friday. The S&P 500 edged up by just 5 points, or 0.1%, to 45.14, and is near its highest level in 3 months. The Dow inched up by nearly 2 points to close at 34,947, and the Nasdaq gained 11 points to end the Friday trade at 14,125. Several retailers made strong gains after reporting better results for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Gap surged 30.6% after reporting much higher profit than Wall Street had forecast, more than doubling its stock gain for the year so far. Ross Stores climbed 7.2% after reporting stronger profit and revenue than what was expected. And finally, there is this, and this is about working from home and the climate. The Harvard Business Review is reporting that remote work proved essential during a global pandemic, but it could remain just as important thanks to another worldwide calamity, and that would be, yes, climate change. Firms set up for a seamless transition to remote work have an insurance policy against extreme weather that can keep employees home. An analysis by the authors finds that in the past 12 years, remote-friendly firms averaged $70 million more in revenue than less prepared companies during fiscal quarters when they were affected by extreme weather events like major hurricanes. So, that kind of money may be yet another reason to work from home. That's a wrap, and a reminder that we're back with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review at noon Central Time this Sunday. And you can find us only on News Talk 1540, KXEL, and yes, we do stream. For all of us that put this together each day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.